death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you. And the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight.
Yeah,
you might be hurting,
you might be crying,
you might be worrying,
you might be worrying and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you. Just get on your lunch break. Would you just take a moment out to pray for me?
Hey.
praying, because I'm going to be praying for you. One God.
Now,
you know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody and tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen? Watch God.
Tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I pray for you, and you pray for me, and watch God change things. Hey, God, get ready to change some things tonight. I pray for you, and you pray for me, and watch God change things. Yes, Lord. Yes, He will. I pray for you. Come on, Paul Martin. And you pray for me. Hey, somebody. And watch God change things. He's going to change some things tonight. In spite of, no matter what, God's going to change some things tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name tonight, Lord. Hey, Jesus. Hey, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name tonight. Oh, what an awesome song. Watch God change things. In spite of, no matter what, God getting ready to change some things tonight in your life. Hey, somebody. Yes, Lord. And good afternoon to you, man of God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 52 weeks of love. This is 52 weeks of love. Week 40, y'all. We are in week 40. We are going somewhere. This is October. And we're in week 40. And we're getting ready to cross over into a new year. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you tonight, Jesus. I praise your name and I lift you up tonight. Glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am your host tonight. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Tonight, hallelujah. Tonight, I want to share something with you all tonight. Of those who have their Bibles, turn with me to the book of Nehemiah. That's the 8th chapter, verses 10. Before. That's Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, verses 10. And it reads, neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the 52 Weeks of Love broadcast. I'm your host tonight, Evangelist Virginia Valentine of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I count it a blessing, y'all, to be on this broadcast. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Our topic tonight will be coming from Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, verses 10. Our topic tonight is joy. I will be speaking to you on joy tonight. How many of you out there on the airwaves need joy? How many out there tonight need joy? Need joy. Well, that's what I'm going to be teaching on tonight. I'm ministering on tonight. It's joy. God dropped this word in my spirit the other night. Joy. Joy. In the time, I want you all to listen at this, saints of God. In the time we are living in, perilous time, and dangerous time, many people have no joy. According to the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter tells about the things that would take place. But Jesus said, the end was not near. He told us in Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 6, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. Let me say that again. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not near. There is a lot going on in this nation. Y'all need to hear me tonight. There is a lot going on in this nation, in our state, in our city, in our community. But God, I say, but God, say that with me. But God, say it again, say, but God, say it one more time, but God has promised us he will give us joy. When there is no joy, one does not have strength. How is that possible? I'm glad you asked. There are things that life, the world, and the enemy can throw at us and cause us to lose strength. Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you? It's not a good feeling. You can't move. You have no strength to move until you get your wind back. Did y'all get that? Until you get your wind back. Hallelujah. What or who can take away our joy? Nobody but the devil. He's the only one can take our joy. He is on the top of the list because that's his MO. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But the joy is Jesus. But the joy is. Jesus said in John, the 10th chapter, verses 10, listen, let me sing. He said, I come. This is Jesus speaking. He said, I come that they may have life. And that they may have it more abundantly. Jesus came to give us abundant life, y'all. But the thief wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came to give us life. Amen? What else can cause our joy to be taken? Glad you asked that, too. Broken relationships, sickness, tragedy. The list can go on and on and on and on. You see, in life, we are going to be faced with things that we may not have control over happening to us or to our family. and friends. Just like this past weekend in Las Vegas, all our hearts and prayers went out to all the families who suffered losses and those who were injured. Many families was affected by this act of evil. This is exactly what it was, you all. Say, so God, this was an act of evil. The people who are in war, torn countries, hearing bombing and shooting going on all the time. Seeing families separated, the devastation of the Hurricane Irma, Harvey, Maria, and Lee. Where? How? When can there be joy in my life, you might ask? When can there be joy in my life, you might ask? It might seem like it is impossible. It might seem like it is impossible. It is a possible thing to have in the face of so much trouble, hurt and pain. But God said, but God said with me, but God. And Jeremiah 32:27, it says, behold. When you look at this word, behold, it means, look, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Not some flesh, but all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? God is asking us tonight, is there anything too hard for him? Did you get that? Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord tonight, saints. God is concerned about what concerns us. He cares about our joy because he knows without it, we are vulnerable to the deadly attack of the enemy. Did y'all get that? I say God is concerned about all what concerns us. He cares about our joy because he knows without it, we are vulnerable to the deadly attack of the enemy. Lord Jesus, help us, Father. Our help comes from the Lord. Remember that, saints of God. Remember where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord, not from down here, but from the Lord. So look up. Look at Psalm 121, verses 1 through 3. Hear the word of the Lord. Hey, Jesus. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence come in my help? Hey, Jesus. And verse 2 said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. Verse 3 goes on to say, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Y'all know God does not sleep nor slumber. He'll keep us. He won't sleep. He won't take a nap. No sleeping on the job. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship on one accord. That's what the song says. Every praise is to our God. Hey, Jesus. And every word of worship on one accord. That's what the song says. Thank you, Father. We need joy, y'all. We need joy. We need strength. We need faith. We need power. God knows what we need. And we don't have the joy of the Lord Jesus. We won't have the strength we need. Y'all, hear me tonight. There are many things that joy does, and when we have it, I'm talking about the joy of the Lord. It brings us to a place that we will be complete. Jesus said in John, the 16th chapter, verses 24, up until now, have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. That word full means complete. Saints of God, joy is powerful. Hallelujah. I said joy is powerful. Hallelujah. Joy is one of the fruit of the Spirit. Are y'all getting this? Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. Underline that word, joy. Then it says peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. A lot might come against us by the works of the flesh. Did y'all get that? I say a lot might come against us by the works of the flesh. But when the fruit of the Spirit is present in our lives, we will walk above everything else. Joy is named second to love. Saints, joy is gladness of heart. I say joy is named second to love, and joy is gladness of heart. David, y'all remember David. David, the king of Israel, a man after God's own heart, the apple of God's eye, had sinned against God. Y'all know the story. He took another man's wife and placed that man on the front line of battle for which he wasn't qualified to fight. And he was killed. And when his sin had found him out, listen at this, saints. When his sin had found him out, y'all hear the story when, my mom, and I used to hear all of them say, keep on doing what you're doing, but your sin going to find you out. Keep living. Your sin going to find you out. And this is what happened to David. He was quite a fool, Jesus. When his sin had found him out, guess what he did? David repented. David repented because his sins had found him out. To God, asking. This is what he asked God. He's asking God. He said, restore the joy of my salvation. And renew the right spirit within me. If you look at Psalm 51, verse 12, it says, restore unto me. Not unto me, but unto David. Say, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. David was saying, Father, I've done wrong in your sight. And only you can help me get it right. The joy I had, oh Jesus, the joy I had, he told Jesus, you gave to me, and I needed that. This joy would bring security. Oh yes, Lord, it would bring security. Saints of God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus. When your life is in a tailspin, troubles have come, maybe even sorrow, and you can't see your way, I can guarantee the promise of the Father. Look at Psalm 30, chapter verse 5. It says, for his anger endure but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. And I always hear pastors, prophets, or apostles, or evangelists, when they minister to a funeral, a homegoing, they always use this scripture. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. But this is not just a funeral verse. It ain't on the clock, saints. Not tomorrow morning. It ain't on the calendar next month of November. But it's in God's timing. Your morning might not be my morning. Your night might not be my night. But one thing is true. Joy, gladness of heart is coming in the morning. When it's coming? It's coming in the morning. In the morning. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Oh, I want to say tonight, fix it, Jesus. Just like you said you would. Fix it, Jesus. Just like you said you would. I was visiting a church, and they had a man there, and this man was so full of joy. He was so happy. And all he would say, fix it, Jesus. He would say, fix it, Jesus. Fix it for me, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. He said, fix it for me, Jesus. You know what, y'all? Joy. Look at this word joy, if you will. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world sure can't take it away. Joy. Joy. I know I have joy. I have joy, unspeakable joy, and full of glory. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 35 and 7 says, shout for joy. If you know you've lost your joy, you don't have joy tonight, shout for joy. Go ahead on and shout for joy. Shout for joy. Shout for joy. I say joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah tonight, Jesus. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. And I thank you tonight for coming into this world and dying for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are so good tonight for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. I want to say thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. And I love you, Jesus. I appreciate you, Lord. I adore your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you tonight, Jesus, for joy. And I want to say to you tonight, remember, remember, you are beautiful and wonderful made by God. And don't let nobody tell you no different. God loves you. I say God loves you. And I want to say to you again, remember, you are beautiful and wonderful made by God. Don't let nobody else tell you no different. And I want to say to you, good night and be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew.